The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
You look 20 years younger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I shaved.
Wow. How do you shave with a mask on?
Easily.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is day three of the third annual Rad Rumble. It is RTW Main Event. It is episode number 190 something. That's Jericho. 192! Eight episodes away from number 200. And on episode 200, we will be crowning, well, we may be crowning a new RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. Depends if six loses or not, but we are here tonight to get another qualifier through to the Tournament of Champions, which we'll be doing in 1 second, because I have to introduce my co-host first. He is the sleepiest doctor in the entire world, the only man that could successfully shave his face through his gold mask. It is the one and only resident doctor of RTW, Mr. Dr. Ocho. Good evening, sir.
Hey.
Good to see you, Ouch. I mean, is that really, that's like Cousin Mark. Cousin Mark would be like, cool. Hey. Yeah, that's all he ever does. So this is how we start off already, right? We got thousands of people listening as part of the Rad Rumble week. We have extra listeners that don't normally listen.
Are we doing the top five now?
You don't want to talk first and, you know, talk about how you're doing, how was your week?
Hey.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head to head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
All right, Dr. Ocho, this is another Top 5 qualifier to see who gets into the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions. Tonight's competitors have been on the show a previous time. I think, I'm pretty sure they only made one appearance each. I'll have to have Eli check that. But before we introduce the contestants, we have another special guest commentator, actually the same one from a few weeks ago. He is a former 3 or 4 time RTW Top 5 Challenge champion from Maximal Island, El Barba Maximo. Good evening, sir.
Yes, yes, you're welcome for me being here. It is good times to be helping spectate. And, yes, there's that.
Are you getting paid for this?
I wish.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't understand why the Marksman family just clean house when it comes to top five appearances. Whether they win or lose, they get paid regardless. But poor Barbara, who just wants to be part of the show, doesn't get any money from Eli. I don't quite understand that. Does Eli like have heat with you for some reason?
I do not know. I mean, I think he may contribute to helping the keeping the pieces together, since I have qualifying competitors. So...
Okay, right on. Tonight's top five competitors. First, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it is Uncle David. Good evening, sir.
Hey, guys. Oh, I tell you, I just flew in and my arms are tired.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I had to service the ladies.
Oh, I get it.
I was away for a week on business.
Oh, I don't get it.
Well, that's the name of our movie coming out tomorrow.
I get it.
I was away on business.
Competing against Uncle David Marksman tonight is his nephew and cousin of Marky Mark. It is Cousin Roberto. Good evening, Roberto.
Yes, hello, everybody. My arms are also tired, but I've been in my room alone all day.
Doing what?
Well, you know, arts and crafts.
Oh, right on. Good deal.
There was a cartoon with that voice years ago, wasn't there? I feel like maybe we know this guy. This guy might be famous, and we don't even realize it.
Is that true, Cousin Roberto? Are you famous? Have you been on any cartoons?
Well, hopefully one day I'm going to be famous if I, you know, can get into the family business.
Which is what?
You know.
Tonight's
donkey
top five.
Trading.
God damn it.
We trade donkeys.
You train donkeys. Okay. To do what?
To be in the movies.
Tonight's top five topic. Since it's Rad Rumble week, it is the top five Royal Rumble matches of all time. Dr. Senior Ocho the Third, since you are the referee and you are the official that officially decides who goes first, who do you officially feel should go first, officially?
Six.
Uncle David Marksman, what do you have for your number five, top five, greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Well, guys, this is from 2013, and my favorite wrestler, no one saw him coming because he came out and eliminated Ryback and won. It's 2013, and John Cena won.
If nobody could see John Cena, how they know it was him, and you know how they know it was him that eliminated the Rybacks?
There was music.
Wow. I didn't catch that. You're smart. That's really smart. Cousin Roberto, what do you have for your number five, top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Yes, well, this one was may not be a Royal Rumble match, but it happened at the Royal Rumble, and it was the debut of the controversial superstar Goldust, and he won the Intercontinental Championship in his first match against Razor Ramon. How about that?
How about that? Ouch, do you remember that?
No.
Okay, right on. El Barba Maximo, did you get pay-per-views on your island? Were you able to see any of these Rumble Royals?
Unfortunately, the budget of Maximo Island was not containing the amounts for the pay-per-views up until 6 to 8 years ago.
Right on. So you are able to see them now?
Yes, we have we have been watching the Cockpeeing Network.
Gotcha.
And catching up and reminiscing.
Good.
Well, Barbara, you found our streaming network, did you? That's in beta right now.
Yes, it was a secret link on the fans only page.
Yeah, that's our backup to our OnlyFans.
Ocho, we have I don't even care. What do you got for this one?
Uncle David. I love that bell.
Uncle David, you're up 1-0. What is your number four? Top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Well, you know, I was going to throw out another Royal Rumble match, but if we're changing the rules, we can do any match at the Rumble. I'm going to mention another one with my favorite wrestler ever. This was from 2006 when my favorite wrestler, John Cena, beat Edge.
Again, if you can't see him, how do you know who Edge was fighting?
There was music.
Cousin Roberto, what do you have for your number four top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Yes, so this one was from the 1999, and it was Mick Foley versus The Rock. And as we remember, Mick Foley was taking all those chair shots to the head with his daughter and son and wife in the crowd.
Did you say 1989 or 1999?
1999.
Okay, sorry, must have been a language difference. I I misunderstood what you said. I actually remember that match, and I remember the reaction of his wife and kids from the movie Beyond the Mat. Very tough to watch them watch their husband get the shit beat out of him. But yeah, what are you gonna
do? The best part is it was just scripted. It's like a movie. Didn't really happen.
Yeah,
well, don't tell people that, but that's how wrestling worked.
Is that how wrestling works, Dr. Ocho?
Yes.
El Barba Maximo, I know you're not a doctor. Dr. Ocho isn't giving us much. But I do know you know a lot of things. Is that true? Is wrestling fake?
Yes.
Right on. Ocho, what do you got for this one?
Uncle David.
Uncle David, you're up.
Ocho, I hope you're not showing me favoritism from those links I sent over today.
Sausage links?
No.
Wait, what kind of sausage links or what?
Jimmy Dean.
I don't like
they're Jordan. Extra spicy.
Ocho likes things extra spicy, given the fact that he is a Italian luchador. So, you know, it's the spicier the better. Unfortunately, though, his bowel movements have to suffer from that. Ocho, what do you do to kind of, you know, regulate how your stomach feels when you dive into the spicy stuff?
Almond milk.
Oh, cool. I didn't try that.
Speaking of which, diving into the spicy stuff, that is an upcoming movie.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about upcoming movies. Didn't Tim put out an edict that you weren't supposed to spoil anything?
Yes.
Yeah, but see, that he just looks after the... This is coming out on our YouTube. We got a chicken wing eating contest coming up. Diving into the spicy things.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. My bad. Uncle David, what do you have for your number three? Top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time.
Well, again, I'm going to have to talk about my favorite wrestler, John Cena. And this is from 2009. When, if you remember this one, Shawn Michaels was broke. And he had to work for JBL, and he was in his corner. And in the end, Michaels gave both Cena and JBL, even though he couldn't even see Cena, he hit him with the sweet chin music. And then Cena covered JBL and won.
I hate to keep asking this stupid question, but how do you know it was John Cena if you couldn't see him?
There was music.
Cousin Roberto, what do you have for your number three, top five, greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Yes, so this one is probably the craziest brawling contest I've ever seen on pay-per-view in a Royal Rumble match. And it's Ric Flair versus Vince McMahon from 2006. How about that?
That's back when Ric Flair actually didn't look 75 years old. He looked pretty good, and for whatever reason...
That's because he was only 58.
Okay, that makes sense. Cousin Roberto, what do you have for your number three? No, we already did that. See, he got me all fucked up. I had something to say, and then he counterpointed me, and then I got all fucked up. Oh, Joe, what do you got for this one?
Cousin Roberto.
The score is 2-1. Uncle David is up over Cousin Roberto. We're down to number two. Uncle David, what do you have for your number two, top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Well, again, I'm going to have to go with my favorite wrestler, John Cena, when he had a last man standing match with Umaga, 2007 Royal Rumble.
You know, I might sound like a broken record. I might be beating a dead horse. How do you know John Cena was there?
Not only was there music, but the announcer even said, John Cena is the last man standing.
Oh, okay.
He went against Lou Vega?
Umaga.
Lou Vega's cousin. Got it.
Cousin Roberto, what do you have for your number two, top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Yes, so this one, it had some of the craziest, most impressive spots you've ever seen, including a Swanton bomb off a balcony in Madison Square Garden. And it's the Hardy Boys versus the Dudley Boys in the year 2000.
That's a really good match. That was one of my favorite matches. I know Ocho was a big fan of tables since he's a chiropractor and used to have people on his table all the time. Ocho, if they used a chiropractor table instead of a regular table that they use, like a folding table. Would those tables break if they did the same moves on them?
No.
Okay. You want to elaborate on that?
No.
Who wins this round, Ocho?
Roberto.
We are tied 2-2. Ocho, I don't think we've ever been tied 2-2.
No.
With these two competitors that are facing each other tonight.
No.
No, there hasn't, or no? Yes, there has?
No.
Can you do the number one gimmick?
No.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Number one. Top five. Greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time. Uncle David, to prove that you are one of the superior members of the Marksman family, because most of them have lost, what do you have for your number one, top five, greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Well, this one takes place in the year 2008. And there we are, sitting in Madison Square Gardens, when what hits over the radio at number 30? The music of my favorite wrestler, John Cena. And John Cena won. Want to know how we know?
Because there was music?
There was music. You got it.
Oh, fucking time. Cousin Roberto, what do you have for your number one? And keep in mind, you want to be better than your cousin Mark. I know you've been compared to Mark your entire life. I know everyone thinks he's this special boy. But you need to prove right now, right here, that you are the best cousin. What do you have for your number one, top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time?
Yes, so my favorite Royal Rumble match of all time, well, it's going to have to be in 1988 when my favorite wrestler, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, he won.
Hello!
Rob, stop giving away titles like that.
No.
Dr. Ocho, decide who goes on to the Tournament of Champions. Who do you have winning this decisive point?
Cousin Roberto.
Congratulations, Cousin Roberto. Before we get to the post-game festivities, we have to make it official. Let's go down to ringside with the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Schwenker.
Cousin Roberto.
Cousin Roberto! You are moving on to the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions. Before we get to how you feel about this, we must interview the loser because there always is a loser. But before we talk to the loser, we're going to talk to El Barba Maximo. Barba, have you ever seen such a hotly contested match in the history of the Top 5?
This is the hottest thing I have seen between the Marksman family that is not on the OnlyFans or Mark's mom.
So there's that. Uncle David, for whatever reason, the uncles have a really poor record when it comes to top fives. I don't know what it is. Certainly you guys could just get together and compare notes and maybe not do what you guys have done in the past. I don't know what to say for it, but how do you feel after losing tonight?
Wow, Rob, you're just giving away the titles. How do you feel because you lost tonight? That's coming out in 3 weeks, actually. That's a big spoiler.
My bad. I got on the mailing list, and you're right. Sometimes I study that list over and over and over again, and then it just sticks in my head, and just words and, you know, stuff comes out of my mouth.
The good thing is, coming up, I'll just spill the beans now. The week later, even when you lose, you win.
I think Ocho's really looking forward to that one. Cousin Roberto, you finally won, a top five challenge. You are moving on to the top five tournament champions. How do you feel after defeating your uncle tonight?
Yes, I'm almost as happy as I was when I was in my room earlier.
Later or earlier? Or will you be in your room again later?
Yes. Don't tell anyone I said that.
Oh, Joe, can you do the software drop so we don't hear that later on?
Yes.
All right, ready for the next second? Used to be the first second, but now it's the second?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of this edition of the Main Event. As I mentioned earlier, this is day three of the Rad Rumble. It's funny because the Rad Rumble is such a popular event. I had to bring it back. I contemplated not bringing it back this year just because of how much work is involved with it, but I'm glad I did because we're putting out some really, really good shows. Day one was our watch-along of the 2005 Royal Rumble match with Husey and I. Day two was former WWE employee Marie Shadows. She came on to talk about her early life as a wrestling fan, how she got to work for the WWE, what it was like to work there, and just her passion for pro wrestling. So that was a really, really fun show. Obviously, right now, you're listening to the main event. Tomorrow, day four, will be Brad Shepherd Unleashed, Royal Rumble style. Brad is back from his sabbatical. We'll be talking Royal Rumble and, of course, the fake news wrestling media. Day five will be my conversation with Jason Powell from ProWrestling.net. Jason is actually a respected wrestling journalist, not one of the fake news wrestling media fucksticks like Sean Ross Sapp and Wade Keller and the like. So we'll be talking about Royal Rumble news and notes. And then day six, which usually is seven, but the Royal Rumble's on a Saturday this year. So we will be having our pregame and postgame wrap-up show. We'll be going live 1 hour before the Royal Rumble starts to give our prediction, to review the events. And then once the Royal Rumble goes off the air, we'll be right back here to give you our thoughts in the post-game wrap-up show, all part of the 2022 Rad Rumble Week. Ocho, where can you find all these podcasts?
Everywhere.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Ocho, it is time for the good, the bad, the ugly. Would you like to go first, sir?
No.
My good. Yeah, I got nothing. What do you got?
Nothing.
My bad. I had texted you a bunch of shit last week. That we never got to, which is kind of hilarious. I said, you know, I need to text this to you so I don't forget. And then I forgot. So I'm going to kind of go through this a little bit rapid fire. So every Friday night, my daughter, my wife, and I go to the Olive Garden, provided I'm not at El Maximo Island. So when I'm here in the States, it's my favorite restaurant, and my kid loves it too. She loves eating soup. We all usually get the soup salad and breadsticks. And as we were sitting there eating a couple weeks ago, I noticed another patron that was sitting a few tables over, and they were ordering pasta without sauce and a side of sausage. You're a generalized doctor. Isn't it healthier to get sauce, you know, with the tomatoes and the vitamins that are in the, you know, the tomato sauces and all that, as opposed to just eating dry pasta? And number two, I'm going to have a follow-up question that, as a fellow bigger guy, we just don't need dry pasta. Like, what the fuck is the point?
Okay, so I'm answering the first question first.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Second question, I don't know.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
And they paid for it.
Like, if you're going to pay for it, just get the fucking sauce on it. Or put the sauce on the side. Or give the sauce to your friend or somebody, a homeless guy or something. I don't... Fucking aggravating, like, dry-ass pasta with sausage. Just fucking stay home and cook it yourself, for fuck's sake. Don't go out and spend $15 for fucking dry pasta and a side of sausage.
You're angry.
I am. You know me. It's food. I get fucking angry when it comes to stupid shit like that. My second topic... The rednecks at TDOT, which is the Tennessee Department of Transportation, have no fucking idea how to plow the roads when it fucking snows. I grew up in Connecticut. Granted, there isn't the budget here for snow removal, as you know we have in the Northeast and East-West Ochoville. But still, you think after all these fucking years, somebody would learn how to fucking plow the road correctly. We had two snowstorms here. Well, three, actually, within the last 4 weeks. And the highways are fucking turned to rubble. Not rubble from fucking Paw Patrol. But literal...
Barney?
No. Literally turned to rubble. Whatever patches were there from last year are fucking destroyed, and the potholes are back. There's new potholes in the road. The route I take to work every day, you can see scrapes right down the middle of the fucking lane for miles. And when I get off of 840 on the way home to get on the 24, there's barely any fucking, like, asphalt or concrete left. It's just, there's just fucking divots. It looks like a fucking, the map of the goddamn Great Lakes. There's fucking just holes and veins and shit all over the road. It's ridiculous. I'm assuming these fuckers are just sticking their plows at the wrong angle and just jamming them right into the fucking road, trying to plow an inch and a half of fucking snow. It really grinds my gears.
Yes.
You really aren't going to give me anything. I texted you a picture of the triple stack breakfast sandwich from McDonald's just to prove that it existed. Obviously, you never answered me, but... I also texted you a picture, a screenshot from the app from the store about 4 miles away across town, and they didn't have it. I still haven't gotten an answer from McDonald's Corp. I don't know why one store sells one thing and not the other. All they can tell me is that it's probably a franchisee decision. So I still haven't gotten any confirmation on that as to why. Let me think, what else? Oh, football. Yeah. Actually, you know what? No, fuck that. I'm going to save that for my ugly. Because I got a lot to say about this past weekend's game. So, what do you have for your bad, Oach?
Nothing.
All right, my ugly is the NFL playoffs from this past weekend. You know, going into the Titans and Bengals game, I tweeted out that it's not a number one team. The Titans are not a true number one seed.
No.
I don't know how they got that far, probably because of their defense, because Ryan Tannehill sucks. And yes, King Henry was coming back, but he hadn't played in like 6 to 8 weeks, so you don't know what you're going to expect out of him. They're going to be gearing up for the run anyway, so it really comes down to Ryan Tannehill, and he just proves that he cannot win any big games.
First pass
of the game through an interception. But the defense kept him in the entire game. And I don't think Cincinnati is that great of a team. I think Joe Burrow is just as bad. He just got on a hot streak the last few weeks. I don't expect them to get by the Chiefs. We'll talk about the Chiefs game in a second. But Tennessee lost because of a last-second field goal, which really, really fucking sucks. Their home record sucks. I told my wife that there is no home field advantage when it comes to the Titans because they can fucking win or lose anywhere they go. It's not really a big advantage for them. And they do what they normally do, and they lose. So hopefully Ryan Tannehill gets dealed out in the offseason. I'm also going to blame Mike Vrabel for the loss because of the way he played that last minute of the game. Not a fast-paced offense. Looked like there was no... it could be part of Tannehill's fault, too, or a combination of both, but they weren't playing with any sense of urgency.
Tentative,
that's right. They were playing very safe. Like, they were playing for overtime. And, of course, Tannehill does what Tannehill does and threw a pick and... they let them come down the field and score. So I was not happy with the way they coached that last couple minutes of the game. I thought that they were just playing for a tie, and that's obviously not how you play to win. The Green Bay Packer game was very, very odd. It was like 15 degrees out in Green Bay. It started snowing in the third quarter. You'd think that would have been perfect for the Packers playing the 49ers, who are used to 75 and sunny in San Francisco all year round. And
but some, windy.
And
windy in San Fran.
It is windy. It was true. But a warm wind and not a cold wind. And, you know, it was perfect conditions for Green Bay. Like, old school, like Chicago, Green Bay, just, you know, head on, fucking cold as fuck, snow everywhere. You think that living in those conditions for years, they would have been better suited to win that game, but they lost to a field goal, which, you know, what are they going to do? Aaron Rodgers proves again that he can't win the fucking big game. He's coming up to the last year of his contract. He's in free agency this offseason. He has to decide if he's going to keep playing with the Packers, if he's going to retire, if he's going to seek out free agency. He said he would let them know in March before free agency starts. So
0-4 against Niners.
0-4 against the Niners. That's right, Oach. Yeah, good call on that one.
No.
Then you have the Tampa Bay Bucks home against the LA Rams. Matthew Stafford playing in a spot that he's never played in before with all those years playing in the Lions. He didn't know what he was going to do, but they have an all-world defense, a really, really good offense, including Cooper Kupp, who somehow got open the entire day. Tom Brady looked shaky in the beginning, but he does what he always does. He gets it together. Tampa Bay should have been the best defense in the NFC and really fell apart when they needed him. But Tom does what Tom does, and they were down
27-3.
There you go. Yeah. Tampa was down for most of the game. Ended up getting a couple turnovers late. Tom Brady came back, tied the game with about 47 seconds, 42 seconds, somewhere around there left. And they let L.A. come back, somehow letting Cooper Kupp wide fucking open.
Blown coverage, miscommunication. No.
No safety over the top. They just, they completely botched it.
Safety took the tight end. No.
Yep. So they let Mike Gay kick a 48-yard field goal for the win. And Tom Brady now has 1 year left on his contract, and he's going to decide whether he wants to come back or not. Do you think he should come back, Ocho? I mean, obviously he's done just about everything he could do.
Yes.
Even though he'll be 45 going on 46?
No, he'll be 40. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I know how to count.
I know. Well, he said he doesn't want to play anymore if he sucks. And by sucks, he means not being able to lead his team to victory. So
he didn't play defense. No.
No, he didn't. But he looked tired, too. Like, he looked like he was tired. Like
27-3.
That's fair. Then we get to the Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills in Kansas City at Arrowhead. Or whatever they call it. F.E. something, H. Field. Anyway, it's still fucking Arrowhead. It's been around since 1953, for fuck's sake.
13 seconds.
Yes, 13 seconds. Buffalo scored with 13 seconds, throwing to the same guy, Davis, that had fucking 3 touchdowns the entire night. Let him get his 4th. Patrick Mahomes had 13 seconds to get in the field goal range. With 2 timeouts, I believe.
Yes.
He got one wide open to, I believe it was Hill. And then he let Kelsey get one wide open, biggest guy in the fucking field, to get right into field goal range. Suck up, hits a 40-something yarder.
19 yards and then 20 yards was the, or maybe 22 yards were the plays. Two plays in 8 seconds.
6 to 8 seconds. Suck up tied it. They went to overtime. Chiefs won the coin toss and just drove down the field, and Kelsey scored the game-winning touchdown. We talked a couple of weeks ago during the final week of the season, Ocho. Given what happened in those games, we said the NFL was rigged. Given what you saw this past weekend with 3 games decided by a field goal and one decided by a touchdown in overtime. Do you still believe the league is rigged?
Yes.
Now, my wife wants to know, because I said the same thing to her, and she goes, well, how can they fix it? How can they control what goes on in the field? How can they control who catches the ball, who throws the ball? You know, there are plenty of things that go wrong. How do you really fix a football game? Given the fact that you're a generalized doctor, what knowledge do you have of rigging sporting events?
Fixed.
What do you have for your ugly ouch?
Nothing.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to this final segment of the main event. It is time for the positive one, but before we get into that, Ocho, it's a new year. Hopefully we don't get the same things as last year. What are your thoughts regarding the Royal Rumble coming up this Saturday? Who do you think is going to win it?
Hogan.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect... of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to what I like to call the intellect of the week, hosted by me. And of course, I'm not gonna thank the great people of this podcast because it has been brought to my assumptions that they're not these are just great people that I work with here, and they're very, very humble, and they just don't like being thanked all the time, and I can understand that because these are just great people. So I won't be saying that Dr. Ocho is a fine doctor, I'm sure, anymore. And of course, I can't be saying that Radic Live's Rob is a great podcaster, and I won't be saying anymore that my good great friend Eli gave me this opportunity, because these people are humbled and they just don't want me to go ahead and ramble on. But on to the incident of the week, friends, and this week, obviously, this is a pretty easy week this week because it was a great weekend in the NFL, and a whole bunch of all four games were just outstanding. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to Commissioner Goodell. He's the intellect of the week for being the commissioner of such a great product this weekend with every single game coming down to the last play of the game. Well, of course, every game comes to the last play of the game, but these were special finishes, and that's it for this week, friends. And of course, I won't be thanking because the people of these podcasts because these people are humble. And see you again next week, friends.
I can't stand Roger Goodell, Ocho. I think he's a piece of shit. I've never liked him. I think he's absolutely disingenuous. Of course, he stuck it to the Patriots several times.
Yes.
You know, suspending Tom Brady, taking draft picks away from the Patriots for no reason at all. No proof that the Patriots were cheating at all, whether it was Spygate or Deflategate or Tom Brady Ballgate.
Liar.
Yeah, he's a liar. All right, that's it. We're out. Wow, that was a great show, Ouch. Good job.
Dude, I think I fucking nailed it.
Really? You gave me nothing the entire show.
That's the point. No, I fucking know. I'm telling you, I was on point today. I promise you. This one's going to be a good one. Dude, this one, yep. Oh, man. I actually felt good. I felt really honed in tonight. I was like, sometimes you're just on. I think this one's good. I'm happy about it. So I'll catch up with you in the week, man.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Ouch. Thanks for your wonderful insight tonight and why people won the top five and, you know, your one-word answers. That's great. Good job, pal.
Dude, I was on.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at DDR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.